Representative Fullwood says the first time he turned in his qualifying paperwork to get on the ballot, the notary he'd used for the official documents forgot to sign her own name. Later that day, the Department of State in Tallahassee, where all legislative candidates have to show up to qualify, called Fullwood to let him know about the error. So he found another notary and turned the paperwork in again.
About 11:50, I received a call from the Division of Elections saying my second notary didn't check a box.
That left Fullwood with just about 10 minutes to correct the second error. He offered to send the notary back to take care of the problem, but officials told him he'd need to fill out a whole new form. Unfortunately, he'd already driven home to Jacksonville, and Fullwood says there was no way to make it back to Tallahassee in time or get an extension.
Not at all. I would have loved to. I mean, I would have hit the road immediately and drove back to Tallahassee.
Now Fullwood is suing the state, saying he completed his part of the paperwork and should be allowed to qualify. If the suit doesn't go Fullwood's way, Duval County will have to hold a special election to fill the seat. And that's just one example of how important a notary's work can be.
And these are the most important documents that affect people's lives, deeds, wills, things that are game changers and things that Floridians rely on for some of the biggest events in their life.
That's Kissimmee Democratic Senator Darren Soto speaking before the Senate's Commerce and Tourism Committee last March. Soto was pushing a bill that would have required notaries to keep a journal of their work. The bill failed, but Soto says something like that would have been very helpful for a citizen in his district.
In my district, what had happened is a gentleman who was on his deathbed and unconscious had his caretakers actually sign and create a will and a deed. And what happened is that when the prosecutor asked the notary whether they recalled notarizing this, they pled ignorant and said they don't remember.
And National Notary Association Vice President of Legislative Affairs Bill Anderson says a journal likely would have helped in Fullwood's case, too.
Most journals, the notary would record what type of identification that they used to identify that signer. So if a notary kept a journal and if that journal had that information, that record would have been able to show that the notary did identify the signer and what means of identification were presented.
And Anderson says if notaries kept journals, it would also help the governor's office, which oversees notaries, to check into complaints about notaries who might not be doing the best jobs. But Fullwood says he's not sure that kind of legislation is needed, and he says he doesn't blame the notaries. He says it's an important lesson he's learned and one he plans to share with others.
I think as candidates, you know, we want to make sure that the information that we provided is correct, and you assume that the notaries, you know, have been trained properly and they know to fill it out, stamp it, or whatever. So I think that as candidates, we probably need to scrutinize our documents a little bit better.
And Fullwood says while he thinks a little wiggle room or an extension for a person in a similar situation would be a good idea, he doubts he'd bring a bill like that forward if he is reelected. Saying recently, elections legislation has been something of a political hot potato. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Regan McCarthy in Tallahassee.